I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Round Top. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by The Country Shepherd, a construction consultation and client representation service for custom residential projects and maintenance. The Country Shepherd advises clients on every element of their renovation, ground up build or remodel, from hiring the right craftsmen to managing timelines to locating the exact materials that their clients require. Founder Jeff Wilcox has been building custom residences since 1990 in New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, and Italy. For more information, visit thecountryshepherd.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Claude Arpels in New York, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Today, Tuesday, April 9th, is the day after Eclipse Day. Total solar eclipse was only a few hours away yesterday, and Greene County residents saw a 96% eclipse around 3:20 p.m. USA Today reported that six inmates at the Woodburn Correctional Facility near Monticello sued the state corrections department over a planned lockdown during the total solar eclipse. Instead, they got to squint at the sky yesterday. On this day in 1860, Edouard Leon Scott de Martinville made the oldest known recording of an audible human voice on his phone autograph machine. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts sunny skies and a temperature that may reach 70 degrees today. The Times Union reports that on April 8th, a New York appeals court judge denied Donald Trump's appeal to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial as he mounts a last-ditch effort to move the case out of Manhattan. Trump's lawyers asked Justice Elizabeth Gonzalez at an emergency hearing that she postpone the trial indefinitely while they seek a change of venue, but she did not accept their arguments. Trump's hush money trial is the first of his four criminal indictments to get a trial and would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. The Daily Freeman reports that State Assemblymember Jonathan Jacobson, Democrat from Newburgh, wants New York officials to review and fortify several local bridges after the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed last month after a collision with a container ship killed six workers. A recent New York Times report warns that the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, Mid-Hudson Bridge, and Newburgh Beacon Bridge lack pier protection and could be vulnerable to collapse from a similar collision. Jacobson said, quote, "Hudson Valley residents rely on these bridges as major arteries connecting both sides of the valley as other highways go north and south. The disruption and cost to the state and federal economy would be immeasurable if the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, which carries I-84, collapsed or was unusable," unquote. Lawmakers in Albany still have not passed a state budget, now more than a week after the deadline, and some deposits have been delayed, but state checks have been on time, New York Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says in the Times Union. Legislators returned to Albany on April 8th to add another budget extender to keep state payroll flush through April 11th. This has been the WGXC Local News. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think everyone understands the idea of one person, one vote, and this is the time for us to adopt that for voting for our President of the United States.
State Representative Arthur Bell voted for Maine to join a national popular vote compact. 16 blue states and Washington, D.C. have moved toward awarding their electoral college votes to the nation's popular winner. Critics say that would weaken smaller states. Maine's governor hasn't said if she'll sign the bill. An effort to award Nebraska's 5 electoral votes, winner take all, failed last week, but supporters say they'll try again during this legislative session. Nebraska, like Maine, awards delegates by congressional district and gave President Joe Biden a vote from the one including Omaha. Democratic State Senator Megan Hunt says former President Donald Trump is pressuring lawmakers.
Obviously wants this electoral vote because he's so scared he can't win the presidency without it. He's so scared that the same thing will happen that happened in the last presidential election. He'll lose.
Meanwhile, Trump announced abortion rights should be decided by the states, with rape, incest, and life of the mother exceptions.
And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
Trump is declining to back a national ban and is trading attacks with supporters over it. A New York appeals judge has rejected another Trump request to delay and move his first criminal trial. Jury selection starts in a week on charges the former president paid hush money to a porn star and illegally hid the payments. President Biden chose the battleground of Wisconsin to announce new student loan debt relief for up to 25 million borrowers. He says this will especially help the many who owe more than they borrowed due to excessive interest.
I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans, and it's only in the interest of America that we do it. And again, it's for the good of our economy.
This was Biden's second recent trip to Wisconsin, where 50,000 Democrats voted uncommitted in the primary in protest of his handling of Gaza. The Arkansas Supreme Court says voting machines do comply with state law. Clint Lancaster with Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative had argued the voters can't verify their ballots because they can't read the barcodes.
We go to great lengths to make our currency secure. You have special paper holograms, all this stuff. But you can go get a ballot down at like FedEx, mark it up and send it in.
The challenge was one of many nationally after Trump claimed without evidence the machines were rigged against him in 2020. Studies show hand counting ballots is less accurate due to human error. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The nonpartisan Fair Election Center released a report to state and local election officials in February suggesting ways voter participation can be expanded. Recommendations include expanding voter registration options, making use of public-private partnerships, developing communication plans, and expanding poll worker training. Fair Election Center urges local governments to expand access points for online voter registration in the 42 states which offer it. Instead of just the Election Department website, it suggests linking voter registration at the DMV, Employment Security, and other government sites. It also suggests libraries and other public places make computers and voter registration forms available for those without broadband or computer access. Highly mobile populations often don't re-register to vote. Fair Election Center recommends banks and other lenders and landlords and other housing providers offer voter registration information. It also recommends election officials work with schools to conduct voter registration events and with local organizations in underrepresented communities. Voter information outreach continues to be a struggle for smaller election offices. The report recommends a communications plan which includes all modes of social media, voting information in additional languages, and in media for all disabilities. Share the Fair Election Center report with your local officials from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, April 9th. Local early morning temperatures range from 33 degrees in Stephendown to 42 in Tannersville and Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 41 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high. Maple is one of the major offenders, and that is why we cut them open and flavor our food with their ichor. Today will be nice. That's all you need to know. Sunny skies and a high of 70 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 48 degrees and light rain begins to fall. It continues all day tomorrow and we see a high of 57. Overnight, rain keeps going and temperatures dip to 52 degrees. Thursday gets even rainier and we see a high of 60. That temperature and the rain hold all night. Friday, more rain, high of 63 degrees. Saturday will be much the same, throw in some wind gusts. Sunset today will be at 7:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 367 kilometers per second, with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad. Overnight, you may have some luck below 14 megahertz. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 79, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media NetWeb.
We are going on a tour of the Hudson Valley this hour with stops in Poughkeepsie, Austerlitz, Claverack, Albany, Stuyvesant, Hudson, Catskill, Kinderhook, Delhi, Palinville, and Woodstock. And we'll hear from the Felice Brothers, Barbara Moncur, Mercury Rev, Rasputina, The Dirty Projectors, They Might Be Giants, Brian DeWan, Liv Caro, Eric Gaffney, Leon Russell, and Devandra Barnhart this hour on our Hudson Valley tour. Stay tuned.
Silver train, just enough to keep yourself from sleeping in the rain. Satellites are chasing silver clouds away. Technicolor raindrops wash gumballs down the drain. Gonna leave the city, gonna hop a train tonight. Got a one-way ticket, the moon is shining bright. Gonna leave the city, gonna catch the Hudson line. You know I love the city, but I haven't got the time. Chasing silver clouds away. Mercury's a falling, yet who forgot to pray? Silver trains will whistle, glisten by the moon. Molly has her kite, Joe has his balloons. Satellites are chasing silver clouds away. I'm stuck on the tracks, sleep away the day. Gonna leave the city, gonna hop a train tonight. Got a one-way ticket, the moon is shining bright. Gonna leave the city, gonna catch the Hudson line. 'Cause you know I love the city, but I haven't got the time.
Down her steps and through her hallway. passage poor. Again down your steps and through your hallway, jumping out your door. Viva Las Vegas, and now dog all shook up. Heartbreak Hotel, Lordy, Miss Cloudy, Blue Moon, Blue Suede Shoes, and have you heard it? Have you heard that too? And I know for sure that so have you.
Irishmen put their flannels on to work in the bluestone quarry. Tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, to work in the bluestone quarry. They left old Ireland far behind to search for work of another kind. The job was hard, but they didn't mind to work in the bluestone quarry. They brought their jigs and songs a cheer, wild ghost stories a liking for beer, and the finest brogue a man could hear while working in the quarry. Tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, while working in the quarry. On the company houses that they lived in, the siding was so terrible thin. All over the place the wind got in when it howled around the quarry. And when they lay them down to sleep, the wiry bugs about did creep, and the rattlesnakes did slither and peep beneath the curb in the quarry. Tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, beneath the curb in the quarry. Irishmen would sometimes moan, sure the devil himself is in that bluestone, for they'd often be nursing a broken bone they got while working the quarry. 'Twas Mike do this and Tim do that, with never a thought for poor old Pat, and him with nothing but an old felt hat to keep out the spots of the quarry. Tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, to keep out the spots of the quarry. Tim Murphy and his strikers true were drilling a hole in the stone so blue. They went for lunch when the whistle blew and left the drill in the quarry. When they returned at 1:45, the drill was nowhere under the sun, but deep in the hole where they'd begun, a blast was shaking the quarry. When they peered in the hole, it gave them a chill, for there was the devil a-workin' the drill. If you listen real hard, you can hear him there still, a-workin' the bluestone quarry. Tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, tillery, irie, orie, a-workin' the bluestone quarry.
Child, the mother never says, oh. All the birds around, they taught the little girl their language. When she's not understood, she starts to get real angry. So she waves her hands around just like they were her wings. Oh, but when she's happy, you should hear her sing.
Cage, no. exciting and old, the end. You'll do what you're told, the egg. The egg, no corners for you. The egg, permission to land the egg. Where should I stand, the egg? The egg, no corners for you. Poured concrete flowing into organic shapes. Carpet, wood trim, and some velvet drapes combined to make one perfect place. From the outside, I am thinking I'm a number, not a man. From the outside, I am thinking, what were they thinking? The egg, when will it hatch, the egg? Leave off the latch, the egg, no corners for you, no corners for you.
This is a song called The Ever Improving Village.
And Pepto-Bismol sunset tips aslant and seeps into the water table like a sewage treatment plant. A rust box swings and screeches on which feral children play. Their hollers strain through chain link fences all the mean dog day. Left at Colonial Drug, the local den of sin. Kitty corner across the street from the horse and buggy motor inn. A crooked mile past Murderer's Creek, just north of Indian Head Hill, lies our ever-improving village on the banks of Thornbush Kill. Powers that be won't likely vote for doing something rash, like plow the streets or fill in potholes or pick up household trash. They raise the ban shell for being an attractive nuisance, so they say. Then they tore down the public library for being old and in the way. Put a wub mart up, invoking eminent domain, in hopes it will kill off the local business that remains. Yet once there was an ordinance that you couldn't build no higher than the statue of William Penknife or the Second Parish Spire. Better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Things aren't so bad, they're getting better. We're not so bad, we're getting better. Instead of loitering round the liquor store, the wayward youth will enter our state-of-the-art brand spanking new juvenile detention center. Get your kicks at the 5 and 10 12-lane polydrome. The ace of burgers, the rummage roost, or the gloaming old folks home. We've got the county's largest junkyard, which truly does deserve to be declared an accidental wildlife preserve. spite of all you've heard about the underground oil spillage. You've got to admit we've got a heck of a view from our ever-improving village. We're not so bad, we're getting better in our ever-improving village.
Answered. listening to Kanye on the Taconic Parkway, riding fast. And you're out in Echo Park, blasting Tupac, drinking a fifth for my ass. I'm just up in Hudson, old and destructive, knowing that nothing lasts. 'Cause love will burn out. Love's gonna run, and love will just disappear, 'cause love will burn up, and love will just fade away, and love's gonna run, and love will just disappear.
Lord willing, it'll be 100 years before
And if this place wants to keep me in the winter, we'll have wine.
Thank you.
She tossed all night like a raging sea, woke up and climbed from the suicide machine. With her Spanish candles and her Persian poems, stuck on the rocks inside Opus 40 stone. Scratching her wrists in the pouring rain, she collapses down upon the ocean floor. Again. Tears in the waves, mine's on fire. Lights alone by your side. Catskill man. I'm alive, she cried, but I don't know what it means.
Winter bird, yeah, baby, ain't you heard you can fly? So why do you stay? Well, I guess I know how that feels when the devil is at your heels, and boy, the worm in your brain got you lying away. I can never understand how a living, breathing man could run away and leave his kid